Springfield has two city council seats up for a vote in the upcoming primary election. KLCC's Rachel McDonald has more on the candidates.
Ward 3 includes Middle Springfield, just east of downtown. Incumbent Sherry Moore is not running again. There are three people vying for the seat. Johannes Tadeo grew up in Springfield. He's the director of SAFER, Springfield Alliance for Equity and Respect. At a Zoom candidate forum with the City Club of Springfield, he said he wants to unify the city.
My focus is to make sure all residents in Springfield, including Latinx, underrepresented, and marginalized folks, feel like their voices are being heard in the chambers.
Tadeo describes himself as a community activist. So does Chris McAllister, who was born in Springfield. He says he's a third-generation Springfielder and a fourth-generation Oregonian. He's an advocate for the unhoused with the nonprofit Carry It Forward.
And I would like to take that expertise and be able to apply it to some of our bigger needs in Springfield. We have a housing crisis, we have jobs that are needed to be filled, and we have industries that need to be revitalized.
Corey Rodley is with United Way of Lane County and has 20-plus years' experience in managing nonprofits. She says she's running to represent Ward 3 and all of Springfield.
I believe my diverse experiences, my collaborative and effective problem solving, and my common sense approach to finding workable solutions is what our communities need during these challenging times.
The other open city council seat represents Ward 6, which includes the Thurston area in East Springfield. Joe Piscinari is the incumbent. He owns Security Solutions LLC. He's also a retired Lane County Sheriff's deputy. Piscinari cites his experience and ability to work with everyone and says he is a voice for common sense solutions. His challenger, Greg Ybarra, is co-owner of Hearing Associates, a KLCC underwriter, and Ybarra Properties. He says he wants to support small businesses and make Springfield safer. The deadline to vote in the primary is May 19th at 8 p.m. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.